Agenda item number 14, discussion and possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line relocation for State Highway 195 construction work.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, back in the summer, back in your July board meeting, we introduced a project to you as a result of Texas Department of Transportation moving the highway there that connects Georgetown and the city of Florence, moving the highway, expanding the highway. We have to move our utility, which is the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line that connects Lake Steelhouse Hollow to Lake Georgetown. You can go to the next slide. And we came to you back in the summer and got approval to go out and acquire these properties. Basically, right now, the raw water line runs right here in the red, right down Shell Road. They're going to expand State Highway 195, put in a big overpass here. So to make sure that we were going to be out of all future expansions, we're moving the pipeline here. It's about 1,000 feet of pipeline. The customers that use the raw water line will pay for 100% of the cost to move it. You can go to the next slide. Recently, we went out for bids. We opened the bids a few weeks ago, and here's how they looked. They ranged all the way from $774,000 to $1.3 million. That's quite a span. I'll tell you why I think that span is the way it is. This is a pretty small job. So a lot of major companies that are going to come do a small job like this, they're just going to throw a number out there and hope they hit. And if they don't hit, it's no skin off their back. These were all within kind of what we expected. Early on, we thought the project was going to be somewhere around $700,000. Toward the going out for bid, we thought it'd be a little bit higher than that. This is the low bid, Mountain Cascade of Texas. As you may be aware, the BRA is not required to take the low bid. But we have to have a reason to not take the low bid. So what we do when we get all the bids in is we do a lot of due diligence, check references, check on other projects, talk to other folks that have used these companies that may be the low bid. After all of our due diligence, Mountain Cascade of Texas was the low bid, and they came in, they looked pretty good on paper. Because of the criticalness of this piece of infrastructure, we even had a conference call with them to make sure that when they put in their bid what they did, they understood exactly what our expectations were going to be for the tie-in of this, for the tie-in of the new pipe. Interesting name for our company, Texas, Mountain Cascade of Texas. Truth be told, they're new to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, only a couple of years old in Texas, but they're a very large firm out in California. So that's how the bids came in. Next slide, please. This is the resolution for your entertainment. You'll notice that the total cost of the project that we're asking for is actually 10% higher than the low bid amount. That's so that if we have change orders, we don't have to come back to the board. That gives Phil the approval to do change orders within 10%.
And it is totally reimbursed by the
five customers, the city of Round Rock, the city of Georgetown, Jonah Special Utility District, Brushy Creek Utility District, and Chisholm Trail, a special utility district, all will fit 100% of the cost of this project.
And this will be Berry Pipeline?
Yes, ma'am.
And it'll be just like the other one that we had, the rest of it we had put in?
Not only will it be exactly like the other, it will have the same compaction and embedment. Yeah, it's
we have somebody from BRA that's going to be watching?
The BRA, well, Mountain Cascade will be responsible for watching also. They have to have an RPR there on site.
Y'all check the financial footings of the Mountain Cascade?
Yes, we do. That's part of the bid process. Yes, sir. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into a contract with Mountain Cascade of Texas, LLC, for construction of the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Relocation Project for $818,703.
There's a resolution and a motion to adopt.
All right.
What's your second?
Second.
Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Zaffanino?
Yes.